Cuba and much more. Today is Wednesday, August 16, 2023. The National Autonomous University of Nicaragua, UNAN Managua, last Tuesday awarded the title of Doctor Honoris Causa in Humanities to prominent Cuban intellectual and president of Casa de las Americas, Abel Prieto. The ceremony took place in the Fernando Gordillo Auditorium of the university, and the distinction was granted for Prieto's love and dedication to the rescue of the history and cultural identity of the peoples. It is also a recognition of his dedicated work and contribution to the consolidation of a more humane, supportive, and just society, strengthening peace and friendship between the peoples and governments of Cuba and Nicaragua. The Belgian humanitarian project, Cuba Soberana, sent three suitcases with a total of 60 kilograms of medicines and supplies to Cuba. The coordinator of the initiative, Reynaldo Romero, indicated health and social centers in the provinces of Pinar del Río and Havana as the destination of the donation. Since last year, Cuba Soberana has dispatched small loads of aid to the island by air, donations that complement the main objective of the project, the shipment of containers. Romero explained that this gesture has been a collective effort, an initiative in which he has enrolled several people on Belgian soil. Since its creation in 2021, Cuba Soberana has dispatched four containers to the Caribbean country, the most recent one loaded last April with beds for various hospital uses, incubators, resuscitation equipment, wheel cars, sports equipment, medicines, and other resources. In addition to hospitals, the cargoes of Cuba Soberana are intended for schools, daycare centers, and sports. The president of the Balcón de La Habana, Bayamanaco, Juan Jesús Machín, on Tuesday, informed the workshop of experts in cigars and tourism will celebrate its 20th anniversary with a perspective of continuing its work. The Club of Cuban and Foreign Smokers will celebrate the two decades of the Bayamanaco, a word that means God of Smoke in the Taíno Pavilion, next February 2024. According to the expert, the meeting, which gathers cigar professionals and tasters, sommeliers, bartenders, master chefs, businessmen, entrepreneurs, hotel and tourism executives, and journalists, is one of the most emblematic meetings in the world of tobacco for Cuba. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel led the ceremony in recognition of women with recognized work in the Federation of Cuban Women, FMC, held on Tuesday at the Protocol Hall of El Laguito. According to local media, in the Political Cultural Act, five female federates received the Mariana Grajales Order, the highest distinction granted by the organization, 18, the Ana Betancourt Order, and 7, the 23 de Agosto Distinction, reported the Cuban news agency. The second secretary of the FMC, Rosemary Santisteban, recalled the figure of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, main promoter of the creation of the Federation, along with hearing Vilma Espín. Alluding to the distinguished women, she detailed that they have been an inseparable part of important processes defending the right of women to participate in all the scenes of the country's life. The FMC develops policies and programs in the Caribbean nation aimed at achieving the full exercise of women's equality in all areas and levels of society. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.